Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Take it back. It's not his. He's a liar. It's never been his. It's not his to steal from you. And I'm going to tell you something. God didn't give it to you to surrender it to a thief. If you're not guarding the favor of the Lord in your life, God didn't give you that favor to surrender it. Some of us need a cannon in our spiritual life. Forget gun laws. Some of us need a cannon. And start protecting our families. This is the year of the Lord's favor for my family. In Jesus' name, take authority. We need to stop wimping out when it comes to, oh God, I know I don't deserve it. Get over it yourself. That's the truth. I've sinned. I don't deserve. No, true. That's true. That's exactly the truth. And that's right where I should be. When I come to that place where I say, Lord, in spite of all of my mess, I'm proclaiming this is the year of the Lord's favor because he has anointed me to preach good news. You may have a seat, guys. Thank you. This is the year of the Lord's favor for me. For me. For me. Give our band a huge hand. Will you do that? I had the privilege, go right ahead and have a seat, guys. I had the privilege of teaching in yesterday afternoon's Joy Community Church. How many from Joy stuck around? I'm just curious, how many stuck around? Okay, they're probably still out in the donut area. Okay. So we had a great service yesterday afternoon. We had a great service this morning. I love, first of all, don't you dare let go of what God just spoke to you. Don't you dare let go of that. I'm going to go on into the message, but it tails right into, if this is the year of the Lord's favor for you, what are you going to do with it? It's not so I can hold it and cuddle it and pet it and love on it. It's so I can give it away. It's about giving it away. What does the Lord give to you? He gives you to give away. The Lord gives givers gifts to give. That's what, the word's full of examples. The Lord gives givers gifts to give. And if you're a hoarder, the Lord won't give you to give. I'm not taking the offering yet. I promise you. Hey, Gina's not here. Don't tell her anything I said. She is at home with a migraine. Would you all pray for her? Let's just do that. Heavenly Father, touch Gina in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father. Remove those, deliver her. This is the year of the Lord's favor for my family in Jesus' name. I rebuke those headaches in Jesus' name. Amen. But I love this series because, Pastor Mike and I, we are forever talking about outreach. I love Bill Hypels, by the way. Did you know this is the year of the Lord's favor for your family? Don't you dare lose that. Write that down if you think you're going to lose that. I'll actually take the time to let you write that down if you think you're going to lose that. This is the year of the Lord's favor for your family. Everything I'm about to proclaim to you falls right in line with this is the year of the Lord's favor for your family. So what are you going to do with it? I love Bill Hypels on that video 2 weeks ago. By the way, did you love Dave Rispoli, Pastor Dave? Was he a sweetheart? I love my buddy. I'll tell you, I love my buddy. Thank you for welcoming him so much. Amazingly last week. Thank you for that. But the week before that, I was so stinking jealous of Pastor Mike because he got to do my favorite video. It's my wife's favorite video. And by the way, jealous without sin. Okay. So, Jamie, Al says hello. He called me yesterday to tell you he loves you. They're doing great. They send their love to you. I ask about you every week. I said, she's been there, man. She is there every week. Jamie, you are ours today. This is your third or fourth Sunday. You're ours, sweetheart. Last week, you're ours, sweetie. Okay, we don't let go. We adopt easy. We adopt fast. Let me tell you, what God has, what God wants to say to you today is so amazing. I don't mean the message is amazing. Well, I do mean the message is amazing. But the way I delivered it, I don't care if it's amazing. What I'm saying is the message is amazing. The message is Jesus. And that, I mean, that for me is just, so it's this amazing grace that I don't deserve. Isn't that what makes it amazing? I don't deserve it. That's what's so amazing. How many of you guys have lately told your wife, you are amazing? Because she puts up with us. How many guys, you girls are all looking at your husband. I know my wife is amazing. I already know that. You would never have to tell me that. She is amazing. Let me just tell you, this is just this opportunity that God gives us to give this away. And I just want to read to you real quick this morning from the book of Colossians. If you'll turn, it's the fourth, I actually want to teach this whole thing, but I have a video that I want to show you that I think is powerful in an illustration about the grander vision. That's the title of the fourth session that we're doing this morning, The Grander Vision. The reason Pastor Mike and I love this, and the reason Pastor Dave and I love this, and we both churches did the series at the same time, I think you all caught that, we did it on purpose. We've dreamed of doing it this way. Pastor Dave and I dreamed of the day that we could swap pulpits in these types of, and we've dreamt this since the day of the inception of us coming together as Faith Center partners here at St. Charles River Church facility. We've dreamt of the day we could actually, Pam remembers in the early conversations in the office, we talked about, you know, we want to be able to build such a close relationship with the churches that we actually swap pulpits from church to church, and we actually see that happening today. Well, that wasn't an accident. It isn't because I don't have great speakers. That I want you to know this. That is not because I didn't want another pastor to speak. It is because it's been a long time strategy of bringing these churches together that pastors could be on each other's. And I know that Pastor Mike has led worship for Joy Community. And we know that Scott has led worship here. And it's happening. It's been a long time kingdom concept. If you all don't know what we are here, we're a kingdom concept. It's about being one in Christ. And I'm telling you, it is amazing when we actually we're breaking all the rules. Lutherans in Assembly of God people aren't supposed to all get along. You get that, don't you? I mean, I just mean that. Now, many of you aren't Assembly of God people, and I get that too. I'm barely in the Assemblies of God sometimes. I don't call Springfield. So, don't write Springfield, Pastor Harvey. Colossians chapter 4. Turn in your Bibles there. If you don't have a Bible in your hand, it's okay. It just goes like this. Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Let me read it again. Let your conversation be always full of grace. Everything that comes out of our mouths is either a witness for Christ, or it is a witness of the absence of Christ. I didn't say it's nasty talk. I didn't say it's even bad conversation. What I said is, it's either a witness of Christ in my life, or it's a witness of the absence of Him, certainly from the conversation, at least. At minimum. Doesn't mean we're not a Christian, but it certainly means at minimum. Now, that doesn't mean every conversation you have to always do the religious ease thing. I love when Pastor Mike and I talk about this all the time. People that are just learning who we are, and I know it's happened to every pastor in this room, when they go out with you the first time and you ask them to pray, they'll go into this long, wait a minute now. Lord, thank you for this food in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's eat. I mean, it's from my heart. Lord bless you. You already gave it to me. I know it's blessed, but I'll do it more because others need me to do it than because I believe the food. It's not a religious thing. It really isn't. But I'll actually do that more for others, to serve others' needs. Pastor, you didn't pray before you ate. No, I'm always praying. You don't understand. I'm always praying. Do you get that? I'm always having a conversation with my wife. And I have to give this example. Years ago, some of you have heard the story. C.M. Ward was this old great revival time speaker. I will say it respectfully because I was going to say he was an old cuss, but anyway, he was an old brother in the Lord of, you know, the faith, and he just kind of got grumpy kind of in the latter years of his life. He's gone to be with the Lord. He's a great speaker for years on Revival Time Radio, 50 years of Revival Time Radio. But people that got to know him, and met him in his later years knew he tended to be kind of grumpy. Even on the platform, he'd come across as just kind of grumpy, you know? So I found it kind of endearing. I just think it's kind of cute myself, but you know, because I don't need somebody like that. I've got you guys. I love you guys. I don't need name people. I really don't need. I'm done with the celebrity thing. But anyway, so C.M. Ward went to this convention, and it was in his middle of his ministry. And that's when they would never have, in his years later, they would never have roomed him with anyone. They would give him his own room towards the end. But it was in the middle of those years when they're still trying to partner you with somebody in a room. And this young pastor is in this room with C.M. Ward. And C.M. Ward, he goes into the restroom. He puts his, quote, night clothes on. You know, they didn't call them pajamas back then from where he was from. It was night clothes. He goes and he comes back out and he pulls the covers back and he slides that grumpy little body in bed, you know, and pulls the covers up. Good night, Lord. And that young guy, he got down on the side of his bed. Oh, God, he brought heaven down, you know, over there praying. And so the next day at breakfast, he goes, Brother Ward, do you mind? That was when everybody called each other brother and sister back then. You know what I mean? So anyway, he said, now, Brother Ward, can I just ask you a question? Don't you pray before you go to bed? And he said, son, let me tell you. If I waited to say everything to my wife before I went to bed at night, I would be up all night talking to my wife because I didn't take the time during the day to have the conversations with her that I should have had all day long. And when I go to bed at night, I lean over and I kiss my wife goodnight and I go to sleep. And that's what I do with my Lord. I give him a kiss goodnight and I go to sleep. So see, it's not about being religious. It isn't about being religious, but people want to religious things up because they're hanging around a pastor. Please get comfortable when you're with me. I love when we go out to breakfast, dude. I'm serious. We have a great time. It's real. Jeremy and I, we just have a Tony. I got Jeremy in my brain because I was looking for Jeremy, Tony. When we go to breakfast, man, it is really, really just, it's just real. I mean, it's just real. I love that about this guy. So it is, anyway, I want to come back to, there's this opportunity that God gives us to give this away. He gives us these amazing opportunities. I'm going to play this video for you. But before I do that, I want to tell you a story. I was in a car wash yesterday. I was in Country Club Car Wash. If you know where that, you know, I live at Country Club Car Wash besides Cracker Barrel. Country Club Car Wash is, so it's my second home. I have a membership there. So I'm in Country Club. I'm going because Gina wasn't feeling well. And I go there yesterday. And I'm telling you, the doing this series is just heightening my awareness, my being keenly aware that every opportunity, let me tell you, this actually says in the NIV, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. It says, make the most of every opportunity. Make the most. And it's a mindset change from, oh, God, I know you're telling me to say something to this guy, but I just don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. I don't know exactly how to witness to this guy. Can you just let that whole religious thing go and realize that God is giving you and me an opportunity to actually give hope to someone? We don't have to bring them to Jesus in the first 3 seconds of the conversation. We do need to listen to them. So anyway, I'm at the car wash, and this guy walks in. This guy, I'll call him Tim. Tim walks in into this Hulk. This guy's shorter than me. He's an incredible Hulk. You know, he walks up to the counter, and I said, "Dude," and I reached over, and I do this. You've been with me when I say this, so you know this is what I'll take on a guy like that that has a body like that. And I actually slapped him on the peck. I said, "Hey, dude." I said, "You look awesome, man. Where do you get a body like that? How many hours are you in a gym?" Now, I've almost always gotten good response when I have done that. Yesterday, I met the grumpiest bodybuilder I've ever met in my life. And though he was shorter than me, he could have killed me at will. And so I did. I slapped him on the peck and I said, "Dude, you look amazing. How do you get to looking like that?" I said, "When I get to heaven, I'm going to look just like you, because the Bible promises me a perfect body when I get to heaven. And dude, you look amazing." I do it because I have to. I do it 2 hours a day. I'm sick of doing it. I've done it at least for 27 years. I'm just sick of it. I'm getting tired of people saying things to me. And he walks out the door. Exactly how it happened. The girl behind the counter says, "Oh, he's happy." Kelly is her name. I said, I don't know. I said, "I wasn't expecting that one," but I said, "Apparently he's not having a good day." So I thought that was the end of it. And I thought, well, nothing will come of that. That didn't go very far. So, you know, I am now more keenly aware, and I hope you are. I hope we're doing this together, becoming more keenly aware of opportunity. Opportunity. Can somebody type the word opportunity and just put it up there? If it's possible, just throw the word opportunity up there and leave it there. It is there. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Larry. It's my glasses. I can't see a thing with these glasses. Here, the opportunity is now. I love it. Don't you love honest feedback? It's the big word, the OPPORTUNITY. Anyway, I go, you know, if you know the car wash, I go down the hall. Don't be embarrassed for me. Gina's not here. It'll be okay. So anyway, I go down the hall, and I'm serious. I get down the hall, and I've paid for my donut. See, my car wash, I got a membership there, so I don't have to pay for it. But I did have to pay for my sinful donut and my cup of coffee. And so I go down, and I'm standing in the bay area by the windows, you know, the glass area out front. And I'm standing there in my white shirt, and I'm standing there, you know, just waiting for him to work on my car. And I see this Incredible Hulk guy come back through the waiting room door. You know where I'm talking about? The waiting room door that's there. And then you turn right and you go out into the Bay Area where the door never stops opening and closing. It just keeps doing this every time you move. That's why I go on out into the Bay Area, because the door keeps opening and closing. It drives me nuts. And every time a little kid's in there, they do this with the door. So I go out in the Bay Area and I'm waiting at the glass. And this Incredible Hulk comes back in. And he comes over to me. "Man, I owe you an apology. I am one mad blankety blankety blank. I'm angry. Man, I'm just angry." I said, "Dude, I picked up on that. I kind of figured you were kind of upset." I said, "What's your name?" And he told me his name. I'll call him Tim. I said, "Tim, I'm Barry. Man, I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through. I really am sorry." "Ah, blank, man. Nobody cares. I mean, I'm getting a divorce. My ex-wife is a blankety blankety blank." You know, he just started puking, you know. It's just coming out, and it ain't pretty. It's nasty stuff. It's nasty stuff. You know, I said, would it be all right if maybe we do lunch next week? Could you and I just sit down and do lunch? What the blank for? Now, I'm giving you the blank, okay? I'm being real. Huh? No, he don't. Well, I'm not. But anyway. I'm a hairstylist. But anyway. I said, "Would you mind if we have lunch next week?" He said, "Why would you want to do lunch with me?" And I did what I normally never do. Because you know, right? I said, "Dude, I pastor St. Charles River Church. And I would..." You could just see his energy go. He said, "You're a pastor?" I said, "Yeah, I'm sorry. It's bad. I know. It's bad. but I sure would love to just have lunch with you next week. I said, do you like, you know this, I said, do you like Las Margaritas? Mexican restaurant down here at the end of K? I said, absolutely. You pick the day next week. You know what day he picked? Thursday. I'll work it out. Don't worry. I said, you're on. We'll do it. I'm probably going to bring you. But anyway, I believe in stacking the deck. People that care about him. Why wouldn't I want to connect a guy to the director of our men's ministries? So I said, no, that sounds good. Long story short, I said, here's my number, man. I won't even ask you for years. Here's my number. You call me if you're serious. He texted me within minutes of leaving that car wash. He said, you're serious. Let me just read it to you. What's his real name? Here it is. Oh, I got blank the bodybuilder. I do. Blank the bodybuilder. Thanks, Barry. That should be okay to Thursday. I got to rush to take my kids to a soccer game, so let's plan on it. If something comes up, I'll let you know. And thank you. I really appreciate it. ! You see, it's making the most of every opportunity. And I'm so thankful that we're doing this series. I want to show you a video that I pray will challenge you to think outside of your box. It's about 15 minutes long. But I want, it's really actually about 13 minutes long, but I want you to just ask God, is this a way? People are asking me every once in a while, hey, show us methods that we can use, non-traditional methods that we can use to think outside the box on bringing ourselves into a kingdom relationship with people. Watch the video. Awesome. Isn't that awesome? Can I just say, I'm not going to add a lot to that, but can I just pray this, Father, that it would sow seed of a dream in us, that we could stop trying to be the one who feels we have to fix someone. That we, God, you would give us the freedom in our spirit to not see them as a project that we have to fix, or that somehow we're their answer. But that you loving them through us is their answer. You through us giving them value is the first step to their faith walk. God, show us the way to walk away from the natural judgmentalism that is in us as believers because we know you. That help us not to walk away. Help us to walk away from that judgmentalism that somehow says that we are better than someone else, because we're not. We're so not better than anyone else. We're just blessed that we know you, and we know the Redeemer, and that the Redeemer lives, and he lives for you and for me, and we can be that salt, as Colossians 4 says. We can be the salt that's introduced to conversation, Father. Teach us. Open our eyes. Sow the seed of a vision and a dream that would come alive in us, that we don't, that we realize it's not about saying the right thing, but it really is about allowing the Spirit of God to lead us in a comfortable conversation into people's lives so that, Father, they can and we can relax and let you do the work. And we get to witness everything. It's amazing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Do you remember the story of Jehoshaphat? If you don't remember it, there were three armies that were coming against him. Three armies. And he said this prayer, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And the Lord spoke to the leadership saying, tell the men, take up their positions, but you're not going to have to fight because the battle is the Lord's. But tell the men, get their armor all together. Get ready for war. Put them in position up on the heights of the hills. You know why he put them there? So they could see what God was doing. And the soldiers came back and witnessed to the people what God had done. And see, you and I, God doesn't need us. He doesn't need us. But he thrives in using you and me in giving value to people. And he puts us in the mountaintops and puts us in a position. The battle's not ours. The battle's the Lord's. And he is the one who sets people free. He came to bring the year of the Lord's favor into you, into your words, into your life, into your work life, your family life. This is the year of the Lord's favor in every aspect. And this is the year to start saying to your friends and your family and those that you work with that you love so much, I refuse to go to heaven without you. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Every believer said, amen. God bless you guys. Give the Lord an amazing hand, guys. Pastor Mike.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.